Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 14, verses 18 through 20 say this, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. These disciples that Jesus is speaking to are about to face the toughest time of their lives. The physical presence of Jesus is about to go away. Their Lord, their Master. These men have faced hostile crowds with Jesus. They have pushed all their chips into the center of the table and they have said, Jesus, we are with you. And now Jesus is leaving. These men are going to be in the crosshairs. The targets will be on their backs. But Jesus wants them to know that he will come to them again. But this brings up an interesting question. In what way will Jesus return to them? Well, three answers could be given. We could say that Jesus will come to them in his return from heaven, in the second coming. After all, he made mention of it in verse 3. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself. But even closer to the context is that Jesus has promised that the Father would send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, another comforter, the same type of comforter that Jesus is. So Jesus could be talking about his presence with the disciples through the Holy Spirit. Or let's not forget that Jesus appeared to the disciples after the resurrection. And he only appeared to disciples. He didn't make himself known to the world, but only the disciples. So what does Jesus mean when he says that his disciples will see him and that he will come to them? Well, let's not forget our previous work in John chapter 14. Jesus speaks spiritually. Jesus will not leave his disciples stranded. He will not leave those who love him abandoned in the world. He will come to them. So what is real life in the kingdom like? Experiencing life in the kingdom is knowing the presence of the Trinitarian God in your life. Well, why would that be important? Well, let's just consider the disciples. They will be mocked, arrested, beaten, martyred, crucified, and stranded on desert islands. But not one of them was ever alone. The reason they could go through those unspeakable hardships was because of their knowing they were in Christ and Christ was in them, that Christ was with them at that moment. And believer, you are to know that reality as well. Today when you pray, please pray for Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Kinga LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.